The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
7:38. Good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Sunshine and 46 in downtown Sioux Falls. We're going to warm up today to a high of 67. Not too shabby.
Warning.
Warning.
If you have a weak constitution, the next half hour may not be for you. Jesse James, the motorcycle builder,
yeah,
Mr. Sandra Bullock.
The ex of Sandra.
Mm-hmm. He cut part of his pinky off in a shop accident on Monday. Which brings to mind the question.
He tweeted photos and there he had to go to the hospital and blah, blah, blah.
Here's our question for you today. Are you missing a digit?
And how?
How'd that happen?
Where'd it go?
336-1019. When I was a kid, I thought it was cool. My brother cut the tip of his finger off.
Did he?
I mean, I didn't think it was cool that he did that.
Right.
I mean, I didn't care.
After the fact, it was cool.
He was, and here's where the warning comes in.
Mm-hmm.
He was racing his bike down a big hill.
Yeah.
He was racing his buddies, and the chain fell off. And he didn't want to stop because he wanted to win the race, so he reached down while he was riding the bike to put the chain on.
Yeah.
He got it on.
Did he really?
Yeah. He had to stop anyway to
pick up his finger.
Yep. Tip of his finger right off. So that's our question today, 336-1019. It's a simple question. It's three words.
Missing a digit?
Question mark. It's 740.
The Chris and Doc Show.
Hi, KTWB. Missing a digit?
Tip of it.
How'd that happen?
Snowblower.
Hi, KTWB. Missing a digit?
No, but this is a story that happened to my dad. He was in his workshop working with his router and nicked a little piece of his thumb off.
Mm-hmm.
And it landed on the floor, and he was going to pick it up, but the dog...
No.
Yes.
The Chris and Doc Show.
I like the way the audience gets involved in their show.
Oh, they're funny.
I can relate to them.
On 101.9 KTWB.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
7:49. Good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
With sunshine and a temp at 46, warming up today to a high of 67.
Mishaps and mutilations are our topic on the Chris and Doc Show this morning. Jesse James, the bike builder.
Mm-hmm.
He cut part of his finger off in the shop, which a lot of people do.
Sure, it's
82% of shop teachers.
Actually. 82%? You're making that up.
Totally made it up.
Okay.
I don't think I'm too far off, though.
That's a hazard of the job.
Question today is, are you missing a digit? And how did it happen? Facebook.com/KTWBFM.
There's some interesting stories out there.
My nephew, here's my cutest story about missing a digit. My nephew's missing a digit. Cut it off. He was 12, I don't know, 9, 10.
Oh, young.
A young kid working in the shop, cut his part of his finger off.
Mm-hmm.
Happens. He didn't play the piano. No big deal. His trumpet career.
Wow, you're very flippant about this.
It wasn't my finger.
Good point.
And when his son was born, the umbilical cord wrapped around his son's finger.
No.
And he lost part of his finger. It's the exact same finger in the exact same spot. So he and his son both are missing.
It's hereditary?
It might be. Isn't that neat?
Weird.
I just thought it was neat. They went. They
did
found
this actually
him.
Happen, or did you see a movie?
No, it actually happened.
Okay.
This is true. They have the exact same missing.
That's unusual.
And people ask that. Is that like a genetic thing?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
Well, why wouldn't you ask that?
No, it's
like father, like son.
Planar umbilical cord. Two different things.
He has his mother's eyes.
Hi, KTWB. Are you missing a digit?
My brother is.
How?
A wire fence cutter.
Was he like a mob informant? Is this tort? Was he
tied to a chair at the time?
No, he was out on the farm cutting fence and he cut the tip of his finger off. And now, instead of a nail there, there's like two little horns.
The Chris and Doc Show on 101.9 KTWB.
Hi, KTWB. You missing a digit?
My sister is.
How did this happen?
The number 10 saloon door slammed on it.
Wow, that's very unusual.
Yeah, it was a 10-foot oak door, and I don't know, the hinges didn't hold it.
Hey, you went out to the hills. Did you get any souvenirs? Nope, left one.
There's nothing funny about getting up early in the morning, except the Chris and Doc Show.